I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a few clouds now and 61 degrees. A large grass fire in northeast Wichita damaged two barns, but no homes, and no injuries are reported. It began just after 3 Thursday afternoon at a sports complex near K-96 and Greenwich Road. Crews from several local fire departments joined forces in battling the wind-driven fire. Tanker 95 with the Kansas Forest Service arrived around 5 p.m. and was able to drop water directly on the heart of the blaze. Crews monitored the scene overnight as weather risks created the possibility of flare-ups. Former President Barack Obama joined Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail in Clarkston, Georgia.
Former President Obama telling a crowd, if elected, Vice President Harris will make Americans' lives better.
She's going to go after corporations that unfairly jack up prices. She's going to make it easier to build and buy a home.
The Vice President detailing plans to give tax cuts to the middle class and lower costs.
And we will lower health care costs because I believe health care should be a right and not just a privilege of those who can afford it.
Stressing she comes from the middle class.
I will never forget where I come from.
And telling folks in the battleground state to vote early and fight for the promise of America. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Former President Donald Trump stopped in another critical swing state, holding a rally in Arizona.
Amid USA chants from a large crowd in Tempe, former President Trump launched into attacks on Vice President Kamala Harris concerning the border. The former president said policies he attributes to his opponent has led to what he claims are migrant gangs in U.S. cities.
Kamala's migrant invasion, given to us through gross incompetence, disqualifies her from even thinking about being president. We can't let that happen.
Former President Trump again said he plans mass deportations of migrants if he's elected, invoking a 1798 wartime law to achieve it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man accused in a fatal hit and run has been charged.
23-year-old Christopher Johnson was charged with failure to stop at an accident resulting in death. If convicted, he faces a sentence ranging from 38 to 172 months. The crash happened at around 2 in the morning on August 18th near 23rd and Hoover Road. 43-year-old Tad Doyle was riding an electric bicycle with his girlfriend when he was hit by a car that drove off. Johnson was arrested 4 days later. On Thursday, Doyle's family and friends rallied outside of the courthouse, encouraging the prosecutor to use Levi's Law and charged Johnson with a higher-level felony. Johnson is due back in court November the 4th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Officials say this first week of early voting has been a good one in Sedgwick County. The high voter turnout has resulted in some long lines. But Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says with more locations opening up next week, the wait times will likely go down.
My suggestion to voters is if you can wait, I would wait until Tuesday when 17 more satellite locations will open up for early voting, and they will have the same hours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday next week, and then Saturday 9 to 1.
Election officials in Cowley and Harvey counties are also reporting a surge in early voting. Wichita Spirit Aerosystems is reacting to the vote by Boeing machinists to reject the company's latest offer. Spirit has released a timeline that they would need for additional layoffs. The company says in a release that should the strike continue beyond the end of November, financial pressures and a significant inventory buffer would require them to implement layoffs and additional furloughs. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
the KNSS Morning News. 6:08 now, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday morning. President Joe Biden says he will formally apologize for the nation's role in forcing indigenous children into boarding schools, where for more than 150 years, many were physically, emotionally, and sexually abused, and more than 950 died. The system devastated the lives of generations of indigenous children and their ancestors. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland launched an investigation into the boarding school system shortly after she became the first Native American to lead the agency, and she will join Biden during his first diplomatic visit to a tribal nation as president today. Israel launched deadly strikes on Lebanon as it continues to target Hezbollah fighters. Fox's Greg Palkett reports in Haifa, Israel.
Israel's multi-front war continues. Residential buildings hit in Beirut, said to be near Hezbollah targets. A shelter in Gaza smashed. Palestinian medical officials say 17, including women and children, killed. Hamas thought to be close. Secretary of State Blinken wrapped up his regional stops in Qatar as the Hamas-Sinwar killing could help trigger new talks about a ceasefire and the release of hostages.
This is a moment to work to end this war.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, involved in his own war, is less hopeful. At a regional summit, he said,
"All this represents a chain reaction and puts the whole of the Middle East on the brink of full-scale war."
This as the anticipation builds about the Israeli counterattack to that Iranian missile barrage.
The White House has responded to Israel's strikes, saying it's told Israel directly not to target densely populated areas like Beirut, but it still supports Israel's right to defend itself from Hezbollah. The owners of a Colorado funeral home are pleading guilty to massive COVID-19 pandemic relief fraud and defrauding customers.
The owners of Return to Nature Funeral Home, about an hour south of Denver, had been accused of misspending nearly $900,000 taxpayer dollars while storing 190 decaying bodies in a building and sending grieving families fake ashes. John and Carrie Hofford pleaded guilty Thursday to federal fraud charges centered around defrauding those customers. The agreement stipulates the prosecutors will not request over 15 years in prison. 200 criminal counts, including corpse abuse, are pending in state court. Prosecutors say the Hoffords used the pandemic aid and customer payments to buy expensive cars, pay for trips, and buy luxury items from Gucci and Tiffany. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A cold case 150 years in the making has been solved in Illinois.
In 1978, a homeowner doing renovations found a human skull hidden in a wall. He called police, but the case went cold. The skull was put in storage in a museum. In 2021, it was rediscovered, this time sent to the Kane County Coroner's Office. A forensic lab in Texas was able to extract DNA from it, and using databases was able to determine it came from Esther Granger, a 17-year-old woman who died in childbirth in 1866 in Merrillville, Indiana. Kane County Coroner Rob Russell has a theory.
We believe Esther was a victim of grave robbing, quite common in that era.
Doctors then would pay for corpses to study human anatomy. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic right now, we've got an accident. This is on a ramp. It's the ramp from westbound Kellogg to northbound I-235. Traffic volumes are pretty light right now, but they're going to pick up pretty soon, and it's going to start backing up. So I would watch out there. Again, that's really going to be affecting mostly westbound Kellogg. Again, that's the ramp from westbound Kellogg to northbound I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Storms have moved out and sunshine makes a return as we kickstart our weekend. Friday high of 72 degrees. Going to be a lot cooler after breaking the record high yesterday. A north-northeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour under all that sunshine. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron Williams.
Now clear sky, 55 degrees, north wind at 14 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Today is Friday, October 25th, 2024. We had a sunny, hot day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature, 93 degrees, normal 67, and at 93 sets a new record for the date, besting 89. That was in 1939. National Weather Service records a tenth of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport and a 50-mile-per-hour south wind gust.
The hottest day we've ever had this late in the year.
Yeah. Wow.
But
Jed, what do you got?
Looks like we're better now.
What do you got, Jed?
More on this crash.
You got a crash?
Yeah. Sedgwick County dispatchers just asked us to tell people to avoid the area specifically. I have not heard yet whether or not that ramp is closed, but I'm guessing that that's the case. And so, yeah, they said avoid the area entirely. Again, that's westbound Kellogg headed towards I-235 over there on the west side.
Okay.
Yeah, already got a car rolled over this morning.
Roll over. Ooh. Okay, yeah, it was a little toasty out yesterday, Ted. No doubt about it. Asian stocks mostly higher, aside from in Japan, where investors are awaiting the outcome of an election Sunday. We had a mixed close on Wall Street Thursday. The Dow closing down 141 points, NASDAQ up 139, and the S&P up 12. All right, it was on this date in 1929. Now, this is the day after the crash, right? 1929.
Yeah.
Former Secretary of the Interior Albert B. Fall was convicted of accepting bribes in exchange for oil field leases at Teapot Dome in Wyoming.
Yep. Big scandal.
And the Elk Hills and Buena Vista oil fields in California. The Teapot Dome scandal on this date, right after the Black Thursday. As a result of the Teapot Dome scandal, Fall would become the first U.S. cabinet member to be imprisoned for crimes committed while in office. Teapot Dome. How about that? Yeah, not much of a scandal compared to what we do today, but
it is big.
It is. It was big then.
Of course, I thought that kind of clouded the Harding administration, which was before 29. So maybe it took time to catch up with people involved. Yeah.
He was convicted at this date.
Okay. The Harding administration was the big problem with that. Yeah, by the time they got the people, Hoover was in office. Yeah.
The California-based produce company was a source of fresh onions linked to that deadly E. coli food poisoning outbreak at McDonald's. And McDonald's officials say Taylor Farms of Salinas, California, sent onions to one distribution facility which led the fast food chain to remove quarter-pounder hamburgers from restaurants in several states. McDonald's didn't say which facility it was. Meanwhile, other fast food restaurants, including Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, Burger King, pulled onions from the menus. Just as a precaution, I'm sure, but some bad onions, and look what happens.
Look what happened.
Wow. This morning, we do have Election Commissioner Rainwater on several times in our news, talking about voter turnout, and apparently early voters have been going at it here in Sedgwick County and other counties in the south part of the state and across the state. Like more than 166,000 have already voted, including yours truly. Jad Chambers waved at me a while ago and said he's
Jad voted. Truly.
Yeah,
Jad has.
I voted yesterday. I was told by one of the workers there that they had a pretty steady hour and a half wait throughout the first couple of days. Yesterday,
hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Man.
Just at the location where I was at, of course, they have three locations open now here in Sedgwick County, and it's unusual. It's the first time they've done that in the early voting. Usually it's just the courthouse, just the old courthouse. Yesterday I waited about 20 minutes, okay. So it was a little less yesterday.
My sister said she went out to 21st and Ridge, and the line was out the door, so she drove downtown to the courthouse, and there was nobody there.
Nobody
she walked
there.
Right in.
That's the big secret I have. But, you know, and Laura Rainwater told me that. She said, 21st and Ridge, that's the place. It is the big place. I mean, that's where a lot of people go. That whole northwest part of town seems to go there. Well, it's a neat building. There's plenty of parking.
Yeah, plenty of parking.
They usually have a flea market out there every Saturday. Mm-hmm. So,
and that may
be very convenient there.
That may be what's hurting that downtown location is the lack of available parking.
Well, I always vote downtown. Never. And go ahead.
I'm going to wait till next week when the satellite location's open.
You got one pretty close to you over there?
Yeah, there's a church just like a 1 minute drive from my house.
Okay.
And I've never had to wait more than 30 seconds to get in line to vote there.
I've voted at that one. It's usually pretty quick.
Yeah.
But what morning was it? Wednesday I voted or Tuesday? What day did we have our chili feed here? Is that Tuesday?
That was Tuesday.
That was Tuesday. Yeah, so that's the day you voted.
Yeah. And like I said, went downtown, walked in the door, walked up to the table and said, come right in, sir. You're the only one here so far. Well, not so far, but for that minute. He said they had a little line at 8 o'clock, but I got there about 10, so 10:30. All right. Big westbound crash on Kellogg going out toward I-235. You may want to move. You'll have to avoid that area, says Zed Chambers. 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Lead off sports now with Ted Woodward. You got a big football game coming up this weekend, right?
Which one are you talking about? I've got about 16 on my list here.
I don't know. You're the sports guy. I'm just throwing the darts at the wall.
Well, no, you obviously wanted to start with
the
Chiefs.
All
right, there we go. Yep, the Sunday. You got the first place. Undefeated, the only undefeated team left in the league, the Kansas City Chiefs, with their 12-game winning streak, heading out to Las Vegas to face their division foe, the Raiders. The Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite.
Really?
Yeah. And the Chiefs have won 6 straight road games against the Raiders. Tickets, the cheapest ticket, $207 to go to this game. It's the most expensive ticket in the league this weekend. And Vegas, the stadium would be full of Chiefs fans. I mentioned the Chiefs, 12-game winning streak. Who's the last team that beat them? The Las Vegas Raiders on Christmas
Day.
Was
that the Christmas Day game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
In Arrowhead. That's the last time the Chiefs lost.
Uh-oh.
10 months ago to this very day.
And, of course, the last time they played in Las Vegas, they did pretty well.
In the Super Bowl.
That was Super Bowl.
Yep. So some very interesting things to talk about with this game, and we'll discuss it all when we talk live, as we do every Friday morning, with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And that'll be 2 hours from now at 8:12 this morning. So if you want to listen to the Chiefs and the Raiders, Mitch is on the air at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon with pregame. Kickoff at 3:25 p.m. Sunday, right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. College football, we stay right here in the state tomorrow for the in-state rivalry. 16th-ranked Kansas State hosting Kansas. First home game in a month for the Wildcats, and it's homecoming, and it's a sellout in Manhattan. K-State has defeated the Jayhawks 15 times in a row, the longest streak in series history. K-State comes in with a record of 6-1, a 3-game winning streak. So, there you go. K-State right now is just one game behind first place in the conference. Wildcats are a 10-point favorite. Live coverage on the K-State Radio Network at 5 p.m. tomorrow. The game will kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow in Manhattan. The Jayhawks and the Wildcats. Listen live on your radio home for the Kansas State Wildcats, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. How about this game? Division 2. Number 3-ranked Pittsburgh State on the road at 6th-ranked undefeated Central Oklahoma. Gorillas are 6-1 on a 4-game winning streak. Central Oklahoma undefeated at 7-0. That's at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Emporia State is ranked 14th in the nation. Hornets are 6-1 on the road at Nebraska Kearney, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Emporia State defense still leads the nation in interceptions. Good
How about
stuff.
That?
Yep. And, the best one of the whole bunch just might be right here in Wichita tomorrow afternoon on the west side of town. 19th-ranked undefeated Friends hosting 20th-ranked undefeated Evangel. Friends has won 10 in a row, including 9 in a row at home. Evangel has won 12 straight regular season games. Friends lost on the road at Evangel last year and probably cost Friends a spot in the playoffs. Huge game tomorrow afternoon at Friends.
Now, is this the second or third-ranked team they played, Friends? Wasn't Southwestern?
Well, they had Southwestern last week, and they beat them on a blocked kick on the last play of the game.
Wow.
So yeah, and now they have to follow that up with another undefeated matchup against Evangel.
Man.
So huge game for Friends University. And by the way, there's only 7 teams undefeated in the nation, and 2 of them are playing each other. Friends and Evangel at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
How about
you
that?
See some good football.
That's something.
All right, let's go to JUCO football. 13th-ranked Butler Community College, undefeated on the road, visiting the number 1-ranked team in the nation, undefeated Hutchinson, which has won 29 straight regular season games.
There's a game.
Yeah. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler and Hutchinson. Coverage begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning, and that is on KFH. Sunday night football in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys are on the road, visiting the San Francisco 49ers. Listen to that game Sunday night over on KFH. We are into the final week of the regular season in high school football. And we got some pretty neat matchups tonight. How about Andale at Heston? Both undefeated, 7-0. Wichita Northwest at Goddard Eisenhower. Both are 6-1. Cheney hosting Pratt. Both 6-1. Oxford is 6-1, hosting undefeated South Central. Final week of the regular season. Everybody's tuning up for the playoffs. Yep. Hey, it's time for Shocker basketball. Wichita State hosting Emporia State in an exhibition game. The only exhibition game of the season for the Shockers at Coke Arena Sunday night. Mike Kennedy is on the air at 5:30 p.m. Sunday. The game will tip off at 6:30 Sunday evening at Coke Arena. Listen live to the Shocks on 103.7 KEYN. It's a home week for Shocker volleyball. Home weekend. Two matches. 7 o'clock tonight, Memphis. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, UAB at Coke Arena for Shocker volleyball. Home ice tonight for the Wichita Thunder, hosting the top team in the league, the undefeated Tulsa Oilers. 7:05 tonight, downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. If you want free tickets to go to the Thunder game tonight, stop by Quick Trip locations. Get your free tickets for tonight's game. And we have racing at 81 Speedway tomorrow night for the 4th annual USMTS Spooktacular. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Halloween walk, trick-or-treat, and then at 5 p.m., the hot laps, 5:30 p.m. for racing. Season finale, last day of racing tomorrow for the Spooktacular. At 81 Speedway. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it in for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He says, be on the lookout for
ticks.
Ticks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's coming that's up, Steve, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 55 degrees on this Friday morning. The Rose Hill Police Department has provided an update into the death of a young girl whose body was found buried in a backyard a month ago. While the investigation is ongoing, limited physical evidence has been uncovered. Sedgwick County Forensic Science Center was unable to determine a cause of death. Due to decomposition, no visible injuries were observed, and there were no healing or healed injuries observable. Officials emphasize that several agencies are working on this case.
Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport now taking part in the National Disability Sunflower Program. It's a way to make traveling easier for disabled travelers. Marketing manager Valerie Wise says people with a disability may wear a sunflower to indicate they need assistance without having to disclose their specific disability.
Globally, 1 in 7 people live with a disability, approximately 1.3 billion people. These non-visible disabilities can be physical, visual, auditory, or neurological.
And passengers may ask for a free sunflower item, a lanyard, a pin, or a wristband at the ticket counter, security checkpoint, or information desk.
Election Day coming up Tuesday, November 5th. Officials advise you to vote early if you don't want to wait in line. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater tells KNSS News she's expecting 70% voter turnout. After 18 months on the job, what is her biggest challenge?
Public perceptions. You know, I hear about election fraud, election security. I've just not seen it. Show me the proof. That, you know, that's what I tell people. Show me. I've not seen any fraud, and no one will show me the proof.
Laura Rainwater is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
More states are being given the choice coming up next month whether they want to join other states in legalizing recreational marijuana. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol reporting in Miami.
Bud is on the ballot. This November, Florida, North and South Dakota could join 24 states and Washington, D.C. and legalize recreational use of marijuana. Both presidential candidates favor legalization. Vice President Kamala Harris has talked about decriminalizing it on a federal level, while former President Donald Trump supports states' rights to pass marijuana laws. He plans to vote for the amendment in his home state of Florida, even as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis campaigns against it.
The no vote on Amendment 3 is what's in the best interests of the state of Florida. We don't want to become California.
Some doctors warn the public marijuana can be highly addictive, contrary to the popular belief that it's not. Today, more people use marijuana than cigarettes.
A disturbing child sexual abuse case on New York's Long Island.
Federal prosecutors say a female child therapist posed as a man, bragged about raping infants, then shared videos of sexual abuse online. Renee Hoberman is charged with distribution of child pornography. She was arrested Wednesday after sharing multiple videos on the messaging app Kik, which prosecutors say showed infants being restrained and raped. Federal agents say Hoberman produced kiddie porn and offered others the opportunity to sexually abuse children, and also report finding several child porn videos in a hidden photos folder on her phone. Hoberman's employer says it fired her this week. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Storms have moved out and sunshine makes a return as we kickstart our weekend. Friday high of 72 degrees. Going to be a lot cooler after breaking the record high yesterday. A north-northeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour under all that sunshine. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, 55 degrees. We have a north wind at 14 miles per hour. Ronnell referring to a high yesterday of 93 degrees here in Wichita. Normal high 67 and 93 sets a new record for that date. The old one was 89 degrees back in 1939, which would have been a long time ago.
Right then. And the hottest day we've ever had this late in the year.
Wow.
Never been hotter than this late in the year.
All right. Well, now it's cooling off
but
a little bit.
Yesterday
today
was that day. So, yeah, from now on, it looks like we're steering clear of that.
And
although, we're looking at highs in the upper 80s next week, but not record highs.
And tonight, high school football night, looks like it's going to be some really nice weather.
Oh,
it'll
be
that.
Great for wrapping up the regular season tonight.
Take a little high jacket with you if you go out, something like that. Now, obviously, it rained last night. I you know, after I went to bed, were you conscious of it? I got up this morning.
Yeah, the thunder was going on, but it wasn't much.
I got up this morning and there was some water in the gutter, so I said, it must have rained. See how I added that up and got it.
I think they got nearly a half inch in Newton. I think it rained a little more in the north, but here in town we just got
National Weather Service
tenth of an inch or
one tenth of an inch. So
it wasn't much.
Not much. Nope. Not much. All right, October 25th, on this date in 1859, radical abolitionist John Brown went on trial in Charlestown, Virginia, for his failed raid at Harper's Ferry.
Yep, the nation was pretty much at a breaking point in 1859.
He probably could have gotten by, except several people were killed. He was convicted and later hanged. But, he fought. The slaves would rise up when he took over that building there in Harper's Ferry, the armory.
Well, didn't happen.
Troops showed up. Robert E. Lee showed up, for one. Yeah.
Of course.
Interesting.
Ties to Kansas.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
John Brown.
What's a big mural? Where have I seen that? Up in the state capitol?
The state capitol.
He's got his arms out.
Never seen that mural in person, man.
That is wild.
It is so
and
amazing.
This guy's got a wild look on his face.
Yeah, he's got his rifle in one hand, and his Bible in the other, and there's a tornado in the background, and there's cattle. And,
the whole sign says to me, I'm from Kansas, and I'm crazy. Okay? But he was a radical.
That's who we are. It's in our DNA.
Yeah. Anyway, well, this is what happened in Kansas in the late 1850s was really what triggered off the Civil War. We had a lot of
before we were even
things.
A state.
Yeah. Bleeding Kansas. 6:39, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, we saw cash cattle trade develop this week, I should say actually yesterday, in Kansas at the price of 188 to 190. That now makes six straight weeks of higher cash cattle trade. Live cattle and feeder cattle futures traded higher Thursday and closed with triple-digit gains. Live cattle recovered more than what they lost back on Wednesday, but the feeder cattle were not able to do that good. Steer and heifer carcasses are at record high weights, and today at 2 o'clock is the monthly cattle on feed report. The lean hog futures traded mixed with a few more new contract highs, but closed negative. Yesterday's close, December live cattle, $1.37 higher, $189.25. November feeders, $1.30 higher, $248.52. And December lean hogs down $1.52 at $78.65. The weekly export sales were good for the wheat, corn, and soybeans yesterday morning. And also, there was more announced flash sales for our corn and soybeans yesterday. The wheat, corn, and soybeans closed slightly positive, but came well off their session highs. values. Now, this morning, the grains and soybean complexes are all trading negative. December Kansas City wheat at the moment down 8 cents at 579. December corn down 3.5 at 418. November beans down 8.75 at 987.5. December crude oil is 50 cents higher at $70.69. December gold down $8.50 at $2,740.50. December S&P 14.25 points higher at 5,863, with December dollar index 2 cents higher at $103.93, and December Dow Jones futures are 78 points higher at 42,683. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Officially at Eisenhower Airport, a tenth of an inch here in Wichita overnight. How about Augusta? You are in Augusta over in Butler County. What did you see last night?
I saw a little something fall out of the sky, but it didn't do much.
Really? Steve. Didn't even?
Yeah.
Just enough to dampen the sidewalk a bit, huh?
Exactly. It was disappointing once again.
Well, you know, the other day, I had a this earlier this week, Shelley and I drove from far east Wichita onto 96 and clear out to Mays, okay? Clear across town. We crossed the Arkansas and the Little Arkansas, and I think I could have jumped across both of them. There is not much water coming through there. Mm.
Well, we've got the same problem with the Mississippi River, too. It's at really low levels right now, which is becoming a problem of moving freight up and down the river.
Absolutely. All right.
I got a question, Steve.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I know your wife is a cook. Has she ever made for you green tomato pie?
No, and I hope she doesn't. But
Patty made a green tomato pie yesterday, and that thing tastes just like an apple pie.
Hey, really? Nice.
Oh, how about that?
I was shocked.
Okay,
she knows what she's doing.
Well, let's don't get too carried away, Ted.
Do you give you some Fritos to dip in it or something like that?
Some what?
Fritos or corn chips?
No. Oh, no, you don't dip Fritos into a pie.
And I didn't know if tomatoes made pies, but there you go. Okay, so
that's the first I'd ever tasted.
You're kind of her culinary guinea pig, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, that happens to me too now and then. But yeah, and fortunately for us, they hit the mark most of the time. So
you bet.
It's not like we're suffering that badly, right?
Yeah, I don't look like, you know, I'm starved to death.
No comment. Well, just put it this way. On Halloween, you're not going as a skeleton, okay?
That's exactly right.
All right. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again Monday morning.
I'm not a skeleton. I'm just big boned.
Really big boned. Yeah. 6:43 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Short and long-term financial goals. Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 6:47 on a Friday. Three big things.
Three.
Early voting heavy across Kansas with some voters standing in long lines.
Two.
A busy day on the campaign trail as Trump and Harris campaign in several states.
One.
Firefighters battle big grass fire in northeast Wichita. Two barns damaged. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to expect to slow down and avoid the area entirely if you can. This is westbound on Kellogg, and they've actually got it closed at West Street. You can't even get through, so definitely avoid that area if you can. Again, that's westbound Kellogg at West Street due to a traffic accident. The ramp to I-235. Traffic update to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today, a little bit cooler. High of 71 degrees. Yesterday's high 93 in Wichita, setting a record high for the date. Clear tonight, the overnight low 39. Saturday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 68 degrees. Now, clear sky. North wind at 14 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. President Biden has signed the first ever national security energy strategy for artificial intelligence.
Fox on Chat.
The National Security Memorandum on AI tasked the federal government with seizing the promise and managing the risk of a technology moving fast.
We have to be prepared for the entire spectrum of possibilities of where AI is headed in 2025, 2027, 2030, and beyond.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says part of the strategy is ensuring the United States is a leader in AI development and working with trusted allies and partners. He warns there is a concern about the way China is using artificial intelligence to spread misinformation and repress its population.
AI should be used to unleash possibilities and empower people. And nations around the world, especially developing economies, want to know how to do that.
The national strategy is intended to build on international AI governance, including an agreement with dozens of nations on establishing principles for military use of AI. With Fox on Tech, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Boeing stock took a hit on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks finishing mixed as investors digested another batch of earnings reports. The tech-heavy NASDAQ rose, boosted by upbeat earnings results from Tesla. The EV maker kicked off Magnificent 7 earnings with its biggest quarterly profit in over a year. Shares of Tesla jumped 22% for its best day in more than 3 years. The Dow was dragged lower by IBM following its mixed earnings report. Its stock fell 6%, and Boeing shares declined 1% after its largest union rejected a new labor contract. The Dow winners, Home Depot, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Boeing, IBM, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 141 points. The NASDAQ up 139. S&P 500 up 12. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Short and long-term financial goals. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Oh, well, scintillating stuff, isn't it?
Scintillating, you betcha.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, investors may often have long-term accumulation and growth as their primary objective for their retirement accounts. But what determines whether a financial goal should be considered long or short-term? Well, these may seem simple. Heck, long-term means a long ways away, and short is more immediate. Well, it's more complex than that, and the underlying investments need to match what we call the time horizon objective. For most investors, long-term financial goals are generally retirement accounts, mortgage debt, developing a new business, and saving for college if a young child. Well, short-term goals may be things like a vehicle loan paydown, funding an emergency account, consumer debt paydown, travel expenses, home improvements, and immediate payments like rent and utilities. And savings that could fall into either category may be things like paying down student loan debt, business debt, and saving the down payment for a house. Time horizons can vary from person to person according to income, age, and other assets, and sometimes market conditions. A high income earner may have considered saving for the down payment as a short-term financial goal, while it may take 6 or 7 years for a lower-income earner. It's human nature to focus on the most immediate needs. If we need money for a down payment for a car, we'll often just focus on that and put other goals on the back burner. For success, it's imperative to prioritize and stick to a plan. Your retirement may be 30 years away, but your financial planning, you may learn that your retirement will suffer if you put it on hold while saving for a car. Now, work with your certified financial planner pro to help you develop your plan. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Done celebrating National Greasy Foods Day.
Oh.
Those watching the scales, beware. Although not the healthiest of choices, every once in a while, it is okay to enjoy some greasy food, or so it says here in front of me. From fried chicken, pizza, nachos, french fries, to bacon and hash brown potatoes, we all like a treat in our regular diet. Why not greasy food day? Ted, got a favorite?
Almost everything on that list.
Yeah, well,
it's fine with me. I mean, the key with that stuff is, you know, you don't want it to be swimming in grease, but as long as it's fried and nice and crisp, makes stuff tasty.
You betcha.
I'm thinking, when I think of Greece, I always think of the brown paper bags that the cheeseburgers came in at Take Home a Burger over on Maple. They're legendary. Just, by the time you got to the car, you had a sack full of grease.
And those, do you remember a place up on North Rock for a while? It was called Dad's.
Yeah.
It was in the old Red Hot and Blue building.
Yeah. Never went there.
Yeah, oh man, that was the same thing. You went there for lunch and you were a dead giveaway. You come back to the office and you smelled like French fries.
Well, there you go. You know, if they
there was some grease.
They'd take that and make a cologne out of it. It'd probably sell like hotcakes or hot something.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. For dogs.
I remember my dad and went back, and his coworkers at the Fourth National Bank would go to Ty's Diner for lunch, and they all took their suit coats off before they went in, so they wouldn't smell like Ty's for the rest of the day.
Well, celebrate it any way you want if you think you're healthy enough. National Greasy Foods Day. All right, guys, thank you. Coming up, 7 o'clock news, top of the hour this morning with Steve and Ted. Firefighters battle a windblown grass fire in northeast Wichita. And another busy day on the campaign trail for Harris and Trump. Those stories and more coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.